All right, lawyertalkpodcast.com. That's where you can send us a question. But this one is a Circle 270 Media follow-up. Brett Johnson, our podcast production specialist, could be yours too, by the way. My podcast guy could be your podcast guy, Circle 270 Media. But what happens is we talk about stuff, and the last one we talked about was talking about Ohio's OVI law and per se testing versus impaired and breath tests, urine tests, blood tests, all the good stuff.
Magic stuff.
Magical. No, the magic stuff is the weed, which is what Brett had asked us about. Brett posited the following. What scenario did he posit? And then we'll let
He was discussing the issue if Brett went to a party and at the party everybody's smoking marijuana, that he would be exposed to it, might inhale some, even have at least the odor would be all over
him. He would stink like a skunk, I think was his words.
And he doesn't even smoke any marijuana.
And he's not a skunk.
Yeah, he's not a skunk either. But he decides to drive
home. Can you imagine that crossing? Well, come on, officer. He's no skunk, is he?
Yeah. He decides to drive home, and he gets pulled over, and then the cop says, "Wow, smells like marijuana. I think you're high." That's pretty much the gist.
Yeah, and so what happens? Well, look, this is a complicated question. Brett has he has this knack of sort of slicing right through all the generalities into these like specifics that are difficult to answer. But we're going to try. Let's first get in our DeLorean and go back a decade in time before marijuana was lawful in Ohio. Because now it's recreational. Now you can just smoke marijuana. You go to the store and buy it. Or the rec center. Or what is it? The dispensary and buy it. A dispensary. It's such a stupid name. We're going to dispense your drug here. Anyway, so you can go buy it wherever. Brett didn't buy it, but anyway, you can go buy it, and it sort of changed the landscape a little bit. But in the old days, an odor of marijuana in and of itself connotated something that was by itself illegal. Mm-hmm. And the cops would say, look, I know what this marijuana smells like because I went to college, I had training on it, and I smelled it. And therefore, that led me to conclude reasonably, in other words, reasonable suspicion, that there is criminal activity afoot. So I investigated further. When I pulled Brett over at the sobriety checkpoint, and I smelled marijuana. That was enough for me to say, get out of the car. I want to dig deeper into this. But now it's changed a little bit. And we're fighting this right now. We are on the front lines. We are in the cutting edge. We are on the crest. We're on the wave. We're whatever metaphor you want. This is happening as we speak in Ohio because it's now lawful to use marijuana. Therefore, we're arguing you can't rely on an odor of marijuana in Ohio in order to further an investigation or justify probable cause to search more.
Well, you're saying you can't rely on it. You can rely on it, just not as the sole factor. You still can use it in your totality of circumstances.
Okay, fair enough. But you can't say, the only thing I knew was an odor of marijuana, therefore I concluded that there's probable cause to search the car for marijuana because it's illegal to have it, or it's lawful to have it, rather. So that complicates the whole mess. Now, what about in a DUI setting? It's a little different. Even back in our DeLorean, we'll go forward 10 years. Now we're in present time. We've done nothing to disrupt the time-space continuum, and we're back. And Brett's pulled over, smells an odor of marijuana. Well, this is a sobriety checkpoint. I think it's valid for a police officer to say, I smelled an odor of marijuana emanating from Brett and or his car. Therefore, I had a suspicion that he may have been using marijuana recently or in real time. I think that's enough reasonable suspicion to further an investigation because not that Brett's using marijuana, but because Brett's using marijuana, or at least there's a suspicion that Brett's using marijuana while driving. And that's that would impact Brett's ability to drive a car. So you can be impaired and by marijuana and to the point where you can't drive a car. So I think, yes, it's a viable clue for further investigation. You're looking at me like you don't agree.
No,
the law student says no.
No, I agree it is a clue because you're just like, why does it smell that bad? I'm more concerned, like, did you just smoke in the car right here? That's like cracking a cold one while you're driving. Like, just, I mean.
Look, I don't use marijuana, but, I mean, what better time to.
Yeah.
What better time to pull some tubes or whatever you call it these days.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's It's a great spot and all that. Hot boxing, I think, is the term that they use. But I just
hot boxing.
Yeah, it's when you like smoke in the car, so it's like you're in a box and it's hot.
Right, I like it.
Yeah, so I mean that, and that's why it's
so Brett's been hot, but he's not hot boxing. He just got it all over him at a party, and that happens. I mean, yeah. Look, I get in elevators at court all the time now. I'm like, well, this is interesting. I mean,
it's a crazy place to come smelling like marijuana. Like,
in the old days, it used to happen. All right, people would give me money, and it smelled like weed. You know, or you even, I mean, even at the store, you get money and you're like,
yeah.
Anyway, this is not unusual. It happens all the time, but I think it depends on the circumstances. We'll call it the time, place, and manner of it. I think if the police use it as a suspicion that Brett might be under the influence of alcohol and therefore, and driving his car and therefore committing a crime, that's sufficient to further an investigation and maybe have him do field sobriety. So let's take it a next step. Then they want to say, Brett, submit to a test. Brett does. And lo and behold, because he's been at this party and hotboxing it at the party, he's got a little bit of marijuana in his system. I think it would probably take more than just a party secondhand smoke to get somebody. I mean, look, that's the argument. I'm not a chemist. My gut and experience would tell me it would take more than just some exposure at a party to get him above the legal limit.
Yeah.
In his blood or in his urine or blood for marijuana. At least I hope so. And by the way, Ohio, as we said in the other episode that triggered this question, I was working on this right now. We're working on, I think nationally, they're working on marijuana driving test or like a breath test for marijuana, we'll call it, whatever that will be, a chemical test for recent marijuana use.
The majority of states still have marijuana as illegal, but I mean, even the majority of states still have at least medicinally.
At least medicinally. Now, the other thing we should throw into this, because it'll come up in the comments, is it's still a crime under federal law. Mm-hmm. And when Ohio courts are evaluating this issue about using an odor of weed to further a search, you would say, or the courts are often saying, look, while they can't do this under Ohio law, they can under federal law. Now we're turning around saying, hold on a second, now you're violating our client's Ohio constitutional rights. Why? Because we made this constitutional, sort of.
Yeah.
You know, we've said that we've permitted it under Ohio law. So anyway, that is, I hope that answers Brett's question. He's nodding. Yes, it does. He's like, he'll have another one. That's what he does. Anyway, if you've got your own question, go check us out at lawyertalkpodcast.com. Leave it in the socials. I try to get to these comments. I read them. I love the ones that hate me. Particularly, don't hire this guy. He's an idiot. Doesn't know what he's talking about. Those are my favorites. So more of those, please. Otherwise, off the record, on the air. Till next time. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant, check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.